Nobody wants to tackle that guy. That is a massive human moving very fast. That is Omarion Hampton's new coordinator, Mike McDaniel, who also identified Hampton as the player showing the most growth in all of Chargers camp. The quotes came back on August 6th, per Gavino Borquez of Chargers Wire via Yahoo, just ahead of this week's window, and they are the loudest thing anyone in Los Angeles said about a running back all summer. The June preview called Hampton the cleanest leap of faith at the position. As a rookie, he produced like a quality starter whenever he played, with 156 touches in 9 games, a genuine receiving role, and 82 rushing yards over expectation against frequent stacked boxes. The catch was the sample. 2 ankle injuries cost him 8 games, so the whole bet was whether the per-game production scales to a full season. We said the edge was the situation rather than any proven track record, a vacated lead role after Najee Harris left, healthy tackles, and a play caller who feeds backs. Health was the variable that defined everything. This week, the situation half kept confirming. Beyond the praise, the substance in Borquez's report is developmental. Hampton is working on running at full speed through contact rather than hunting elusive cuts, which is a coaching staff sculpting a workhorse, not managing a committee piece. He did not play in Thursday's preseason win at Houston, but no Chargers starters did, under Harbaugh's plan per Chargers.com. And being grouped with the untouchable starters is its own small signal for a second year back. Starters are expected to play a series against San Francisco on Thursday, August 20th. Does the June read hold? Confirmed. The lead role, the coach investment, and the developmental attention are all exactly what the preview's bull case required, and nothing this week suggested a committee forming behind him. What August cannot confirm is the one thing that broke his rookie year, availability across 17 games. That question only gets answered by September and beyond. Next week, whether Hampton takes the field for the starters series against the Niners, and how the early touch pattern splits with Keaton Mitchell and Kamani Vidal behind him. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.